السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ، نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسول الکریم، اما بعد. Instead of another bayan and another talk and lecture, we will do the three duas which we normally do after Fajr sometimes. Hazrat Abdullah bin Hubayb رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, he says that it was a dark night, a stormy night, a rainy night. He said, we went out in search of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The greatest concern that the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in had was for Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, if they missed him, then it got them very worried. So he said, we went out in search of him, that where is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this dark night, where is he gone? Suddenly, they came upon him, they found him. So as soon as Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him, so he said, قُلْ say. So said Abdullah bin Hubayb radiallahu ta'ala, he said, what must I say? He said, whosoever says in the morning and evening three times, the three quls, Surah Ikhlas, Falaq and Nas, then takfika min kulli shay, it will suffice for you. And Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali says it means takfika min kulli shar, that means from all mischief, the recitation of these three surahs, it will suffice for you. If a person doesn't read any other wazifa, then this is the wazifa of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that if you read this morning and evening, it will save you from the mischief of everything. And the mischief of nafs, the mischief of shaitan, the mischief of jinnat, the mischief of those who are doing jadu, there are so many different kinds of mischief. So if the person reads it with sincerity, and I've been explaining this during the course of Ramadan, that all these wazifas, they have their effect, but it goes as a package. That we cannot just read the wazifa in isolation and expect all the benefits. The wazifa has to go together with our namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, the fulfillment of our other obligations and duties. Whatever Islam teaches, we make amal on that and then we read this wazifa, then it will definitely have its effect. After having read it, again, if something happens, then it means that Allah Ta'ala wants to give something better, or some bigger bala and difficulty was coming, Allah Ta'ala removed it. So we must not say we read this wazifa and why this still happened. But generally, the person will be protected. Now at present, who doesn't have problem? Everybody has got problem. Mischief of this, mischief of that, everybody's mischief. Jin jadu problem, this problem, that problem. Then we start running to all the Tawiz Walas and Amils, and they put the person into a nice chakkar and keep on calling him. One person came to me, he says, Mulna, I went to an Amil and he told me that I got 6 jinnat on me and it will cost 3,000 rand to tie each one. So what do you have to say? I said, tell him to tie the 6 and show them to you first. That they are this, here's the 6 jinnat I tied up. But in any case, I say, first negotiate discount with him. Then I said, if you had 1 jinn, it would have made you jump and hit the ceiling, and you got 6 and you're standing so comfortably in front of me. So what can be better than reading these wazifas? What Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, read this in the morning and evening. Read it after Fajr. Read it in the evening before sleeping. Blow on oneself, blow on the water and drink. And then get rid of all those jinnats and shayateen which we have brought into our home through the television screen and other things, all the shaitans that we brought. Get rid of that first. Then these things will help. Otherwise people are complaining. Child is getting up, frightened, scared, shock. All those kind of things. Nevertheless, so 3 times he said, read this. So let's read that first 3 times. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس
Rasul Pakh sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that whosoever will read A'udhu billahi sameel alim min ash-shaytan ar-rajim 3 times and then the last ayat of Suratul Hashr from Huwallahu alladhi, then Allah Ta'ala will appoint 70,000 angels who will make dua for this person. If he reads it in the morning, then till the evening. And if he reads it in the evening, then till the morning. And if he has to die, then he gets a form of shahadat. Once again, the same thing. Together with our namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, fulfillment of other obligations, duties and responsibilities as Muslim, then if we read this, then we have great hope in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala, look at his mercy, look at his kindness, look that for our service he's putting so many angels to make dua. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام, this hadith is reported by Abu Darda رضي الله تعالى. He said that whosoever will read 7 times, حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. If a person reads it 7 times in the mornings, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will take over all his worries of this world and the hereafter. Allah will suffice for them. كفاه الله ما أهمه من أمر الدنيا والآخرة. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the one who sends the tests, the trials, the difficulties. It comes with Allah Ta'ala's decision, whether it is coming as an azab or it's coming as rahmat and blessing. That depends on a person's actions and a'mal. But the fact is that Allah Ta'ala is the one who is testing, or Allah Ta'ala is sending. Now Allah Ta'ala is, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informing us that if a person reads it, then Allah Ta'ala takes over his worries. So which means that he will then create the conditions for this person to come out of his problems. Everybody got problems, finding ourselves in a tight corner. Difficult, what must I do? Feel like taking my life. Now everybody's got problems. So what other solution there is than to turn to that same Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Those people who say that we did this, we tried that, and we made use of all the means too, and we read a lot of namazas too, and made a lot of duas too, but nothing happens. So then what must we do? Will that person find any other Allah that will solve his problem? You must think that there must be some weakness in my own iman, or there must be some khair Allah Ta'ala knows best. We must trust in him, we must have our faith in him. We know that he is a merciful, forgiving, loving, caring Allah who is showering upon us so much of bounties. The problem with us is that we are always focusing on what we don't have, instead of focusing on that which we have. If there is one slight bruise somewhere, then he will go and show to all his bruise. Let's see my bruise. But he won't focus on all the rest of the parts of his body, that how fit and healthy they are. His sight, his eyes, his hearing, his speech, his hands, his feet, everything is functioning. So we must focus on what we have. Make shukr over that. Then, by way of means, take treatment, medication, and by way of information, if he tells the doctor, I got a pain in my chest, in my head, in my stomach, and that is necessary. If he's not going to tell the doctor, if he goes to the doctor, the doctor says, what's wrong with you? He says, no, I'm not supposed to be telling you and complaining about any pain in my body. He says, then why did you come here? So by way of information, to tell friends also that this is my sickness or weakness, so that they make dua, that is a different thing. That's not complaining of Allah Ta'ala. The other one is where the person is just nothing but complain of Allah Ta'ala. This only problems, nothing. They don't focus on all what they have. I think I mentioned even in the early days of Ramadan that Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi went to see his Ustad. Maulana Azhar Ali Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi was very sick, had very high temperature. So when he went to see him, I asked him, Hazrat, how are you feeling? He said, Alhamdulillah, my sight is good, my hearing is good, speech is good, hands, feet all okay, just that I got a little bit of temperature. First he mentioned all what is okay, and then he said, I got temperature. Now they were great people. For us, we make use of the means to make dua to trust in Allah Ta'ala. حَسْبِ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوْ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ حَسْبِ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوْ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ
Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accept our broken efforts in the night to 27th of Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala accept our Taraweeh, our fasting, our zikr, our tilawat, our ibadat, and all the du'as that we made, and make our life a life of peace, happiness, prosperity, contentment, satisfaction in this world. Give us mouth and khatima on iman, and give us entry into Jannat without any reckoning. And we make dua for entire mankind and all the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Ta'ala remove their difficulties, hardship, pain, suffering and problem, and bless the entire ummah with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.